8:40, let's check in with Jan Musen. She's Master Gardener Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed in Zeeland. Good morning, Ms. M, the divine Ms. M. That's right.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
And we'll call Bette Midler something else, right? We'll give that title to you. Jan Musen, Master Gardener. And as I kidded with you last week, if the show was in Boston, you'd be Master Gardener Jan Musen. But checking in with Jan. How's things going in Zeeland? You busy shoveling? Maybe you won't be doing the shovel. That's why you got the guys, the young guys out there. Do the heavy work, right?
Jan does not do that anymore. No, we can't afford to have Jan fall. It's a very crisp day out here, but it's not snowing. I'm like by my house where it is a blizzard.
I guess that we're learning. I'm learning little by little. That's, I guess, what they call lake effect snow, right?
I think so, yes.
Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed checking in with us. Of course, she'll be back with Gary Stevens for the Garden Hour at about 10 this afternoon. But we've got about 5 to 7 minutes to talk. Jan, let's get some of the basics out of the way. And don't mean to say out of the way that they're not important. They're most important because we talk about them first. Aid for Puerto Rico. Always got to mention to folks and remind them about this.
Yes, I do collect for Island Dogs and Save a Gato, which means save a cat, down in Puerto Rico. I take any of your used medications that you did not finish, and I will gladly take them, send them down there. I don't care what kind of medications they are. It can be dog, cat, ferret, rabbit, human. I don't care. I'll just take any of your medications, send it down. I also take bandage material, heartworm, flea, tick medication, ear cleaning stuff, whatever you got for your dog or cat.
And just stop it by. You don't have to be there. Just say, this is for Jan and Aid for Puerto Rico. They'll make sure it gets to the right place.
They will make sure it gets to my little table that I collect all my stuff on. Yes.
And maybe, think about it too. Maybe just a little donation too might help along, just because I know you've got your secret little box that's hidden away, but you send that along with all the medication. So thank you to Jan for the work you do for them. Do you mind talking about ice melt this morning? I mean, this is obviously something you kind of have a look on your face like, Dan, do I really have to? You know, we got a lot of ice, we got a lot of snow, and many folks that put salt on the driveway, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. A side note, my wife and I have decided no more winters, well, summer for that matter. We don't have gutters on our house. We need gutters on our house because that water drips down, and our front porch is a sheet of ice. So
yes.
What do you got for me that's going to work, Jan?
Well, I do have, I've got a lot of ice melts that do work at this temperature, but you got your roof problem. We've got those lovely little hockey pucks.
Oh, the hockey pucks. Yes.
That you just throw up on the roof. That will help keep that stuff as water so it won't clog your gutters. It will get it out of there. If you know there's a storm coming, throw them up right before the storm. Even during the middle of the storm, throw them up there. And it does help a lot, prevent ice damming. You do need gutters.
Yeah, we need them bad. And the backyard, too, gets a little messy. So these little melt things look like hockey pucks. Do I need to go to the sports store and get a hockey stick and maybe flip them, slap shot?
No, you can sit there and practice your aim and just standing on the ground and throwing them on up.
And let me guess, we can buy these little hockey puck melting things at DeBrine Seed.
You bet. A pail, I think it runs 1998, and there are 60 of them in there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good
deal. So you've got enough for a winter. You don't put it all around your house anywhere you see a problem with ice or you got icicles coming down. Throw them on up.
All right. I put that on my wish list. It's the Garden Party with Master Gardener Jan Musen with DeBrine Seed in Zeeland. Jan, let's talk about Coffee with the Birds. Is that still going on?
Yes, the next one is February 21, is it? February 11. Wow, I am 10 days off. February 11, it's going to be it starts at 9:30, goes to about 10:20. I'm watching the bird feeders. And then they're going to do a little program about birding in Alaska, and I saw Kurt's pictures of birding in Alaska. You want to go and see that one. That one's going to be very cool. So, and then they have another bird watching session that's between 11 and noon. That one is live streamed. The rest of them are live streamed where you can sit at home and watch it too. Really fun. Coffee with the Birds is fun. Bring your coffee mug. There's donuts if you go to Hemlock Crossings and do it in person. Or you can buy donuts at home too.
Or I could just go eat those free donuts.
Yes, free donuts are always good.
That would be a better choice for me. And speaking of birds, got excited about this last year, Jan, and I'm excited again this year. Looking forward to, maybe it looks to be 3 weeks away or so, the Great Backyard Bird Count is back. And for those that aren't familiar like you and I, what's that all about?
Okay, it is Cornell Lab of Ornithology along with Audubon Society. They put this together every year, and it is from all over the world. There's over President's Day weekend, there is 4 days. They just ask you to do 15 minutes one time. That's all you have to do. Watching a certain area and writing down all the birds that you see. And if you see 10 juncos and they fly away and then 10 more juncos come, you put that down. They understand what all that's going on. So it is fun. Easy to do. I sit there and watch my bird feeder in my backyard, so I sit inside and watch. But you can go outside to a park, wherever you want to do it. You can do it as many times as you like. You have to submit your findings, obviously. And this does help. It does help a lot with science, knowing what birds are where they're migrating, if they're migrating to a certain unusual area, if we're down a count of a certain species of bird. It does help them a lot. So it's fun to do. You're part of science. That's what I always think. You're helping somewhere.
I'm all about being part of silence. No, that silence, not okay. That's something entirely different. But that's what my wife would say. Be part of silence now, Dan. Before I let you go, I get your opinion here that we're going to have at least a couple of more months inside. Any suggestions on making the inside of the house a little cheerier, a little more like my garden outside?
Well, you know, start some seeds. Get a grow light kit or something. Start some seeds. In the store here, we've got lettuce going and a bunch of herbs. And I keep putting lettuce on my sandwiches every day because we've got it fresh and it tastes so much better. And it looks so cool to have something green and growing. That's the best part of it. Or get an amaryllis. You don't have it growing in your house. Just something growing in the house makes this looking outside just a little bit easier.
On that note, Jan, I had a friend in high school that had a grow lamp and seeds, but it wasn't lettuce.
It wasn't for No,
it wasn't lettuce at all. Jan, as we mentioned, back with the Garden Hour with Gary Stevens at 10:10 after CBS News and Gary's News. A little tease as we do. What are you going to be talking about with Gary this morning?
I hate to say it, but we're going to keep going on with ice melt.
All right. You hate to say it, but you got to talk about it. It's Jan Meeson from DeBrine Seed, the garden party for a Tuesday morning. Jan, we'll talk to you at 10:10 this morning.
Okay, sounds like a panel.